This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm always in a hurry.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You have never been in a hurry to do anything.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Y'all like the look of this show. I like the look of it. I'll tell you what's coming up. Australian cricketing superstar Tim Payne. In Hobart with you, fat boy. I don't know how he's going to fit into the studio.
Yes.
Because he's skinny and you're fat. And then, second hour, Sam Collins. Ooh. Big, tough defender from the Gold Coast Suns. Looking forward to chatting to him. Giants, sorry. Yes, you're right. Speaking of the Gold Coast Suns, former Sun. Then he was a Saint. Now he's a dog. Josh Bruce is going to join us as well. So we're jumping around footy clubs everywhere, and then we'll finish with a rubbish joke at the end. So there's your show. Know where you need to go for the next 2 hours. Fat, where are you?
I'm in 107.3 Triple M Hobart, if you don't mind, umpire. Down here, I tell you what, because there's an opening of a bar tonight, Timmy Payne's going to be there. He can't wait to get there and have a couple of frothies,
What's the joint called?
The Pavilion.
The Pavilion. So you went out on a limb?
We did.
Well, it's going to be a little. 85 bars in Australia called Pavilion.
Little sports bar, by the way.
Right, sports bar.
It'll be
Salamanca?
Good. Salamanca down there. It's beautiful down there. Hobart is beautiful. Sunny here today. Lovely spot, actually.
Oh, it is. It's
pissing rain when I left Melbourne. What about that thunderstorm that come through?
Yeah. She's good now, though. It's beautiful at the MCG.
Actually, it was like 10 o'clock at night. How dark was it?
No, it was. Salamanca?
Salamanca.
In the heart of it all.
Right. In the heart of it all with the Jubb boys, who are very well known down here.
Right,
and James Faulkner's also involved.
Yeah.
And Sam Collins, by the way, is a Gold Coast Sun.
Yeah, you made
that
point.
Yeah, exactly, you did. And how are you, Raps? Who coaches the NRL's newest team, the Dolphins?
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
The Dolphins, they're 3-0.
Nigel's in slow mo.
No,
hey, what are you doing, Nigel?
Nigel got shot by a tranquilizer halfway through his answer. What happened to you, mate?
No.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, come on, Nigel. Fair dinkum. I tell you what we're ready for. Timmy said, hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Anyway, time for a nice little rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Right, what have we got, Fat?
Well, big game tonight. Carlton take on Geelong, MCG. Cats have got to bounce back. Their midfield was poor last week, let's be honest. And they had a bit of trouble down back, and they're up against some big boys there. Mm. Don't you love the forward line there with the big boys from Carlton? Who do you like there, Kerno or Mackay, Tim? You're not on yet, Tim, don't mention. But a couple of changes there. Durden comes in, which is interesting, because Hewitt goes out. That's a big loss for them. And then Bowes comes in for the Cats. And it looks like Whitey might play his first game there, also at the Cattery. Speaking of Carlton, Dylan Alcott is the new number one ticket holder at Carlton.
Really?
Yeah, good on him. Mad blue bagger he is.
Love
so he'll
blues,
be an...
Yep.
He'll be announced tonight, so we're ahead of time there as usual. Billy Frampton will play his first game for the Magpies against his old side Port Adelaide on Saturday. He'll replace Jeremy Howe down back. How's he been going, Frampers?
He did actually well in the preseason, Rabbits. He did a couple of nice jobs for you.
Yeah. I mean, different player to Howie, not as high flying, but he'd be good lockdown defender.
Righto, good work. Hey, big rumours swirling around in Melbourne, and according to The Age, that the AFL Chief Financial Officer, Travis Old Jimmy Boy, is likely to get the top job at the Australian Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing this?
Well, I read about it. I'm not hearing it. As you know, I don't move in Grand Prix circles. You do, so it would have come across your desk.
Well, our man Andrew Westacott, he's a good boy. He's stepping down, of course, after the race this year at Albert Park. And then, Travis Old, that would be interesting. We'll keep a little eye on that one, Jimmy boy.
All right, Bill.
The Sheffield Shield, please. Can you give us an update there?
I can. 3 for 78. Victoria. Chandra Singer, 20. Soaked up a lot of balls.
How many balls?
101 balls to get to 20, which is not the strike rate Payne would have been after back in his day. He loved batting at the whacker, by the way. Payne made hundreds over there for fun. And Darcy Short's just out there 6 from 12. So 3 for 78, the Vicks.
Marcus Harris, what did our man make?
I haven't got the whole card in front of me. I'm watching the screen that, here.
All right, then.
Unfortunately, the wild thing got him, I think.
He did. Lance Morris. Hey, what about the one day? As well done to the Australians. They've won that 2-1. That is a good, good win over there in India, Jim.
It is. Yep.
Mitch Marsh, one word to sum him up, he's a machine.
Star.
47 he got again last night. Davey Warner batted at 4, got 23 off 31. But what about the Zampa was named man of the match too. Good on you, Zamps. But Yadav, who plays for India, Jim, right? Mm-hmm. In the first game, Golden Duck.
That's it.
Mitch Starch got him. Mitch
Starch.
Starch.
What is it? Yep. Well, Starch.
Yeah. So Golden Duck. Yadav come out in the second one dayer. Golden Duck. Mitch got him again. Guess what happened last night?
Yes.
Golden Duck.
Oh, I think Payne will tell us when he comes in. I reckon he might be the number one ranked ODI batsman in the world too, Yadav. Like, he's a freak talent. And
turn
he
him
has
on. Come
no
here, Vicky, and turn him on. No,
all.
Not that way, Vicky. Turn him microphone on.
We'll get to Payne. He's coming up in a second. What else in your wappy?
But he got 3 goals. Jimmy didn't get a bat on a ball in three one-dayers. That is unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, well done to Townsville Fire. They claimed the 2022-23 Grand Final Series. They belted our girls South Side Flyers, so well done to Townsville there. And Cam Smith, this is a beauty. Well done to Mark Howe, our man, Howie, who secured the first proper sit-down chat with Cam Smith.
Just call him Mark Howe.
Mark
Howie. Mark
Howe. You're talking about
Howie.
Cam Smith, our man, the boat owner.
No.
The other one.
The LIV.
Oh, from LIV Golf.
So Howie has sat down with him on the Howie Good. Games on Good. The listener app, Jim.
Yes.
LISTNR. Yes. And here's a little taste. Have a listen.
It was nice to bring it back here, even to Jacksonville, hang out with a bunch of friends and have a really good night out of it. And basically everything's been in it. We've had everything from tequila, beer, wine. We've had coffee, had the morning coffee out of it. It's been epic to have. And I think for people that see, you know, this trophy for the first time, I describe it like almost seeing a ghost. I guess it would kind of be like seeing the Ashes trophy or something for the first time. It's like, oh, wow, that's really it.
That's the British Open he's talking about, yep.
Claret Jug, of course, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is the $200,000 Albury Gold Cup.
Oh, no. Where's that run, Rabs?
Wodonga and Albury.
Spot on, 200,000. And race 8, what about what it's called? It's called the Flat Knacker.
Really?
They just go flat knacker, Jim.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
There you go. Oh,
right.
Payne.
We cannot hold the former Aussie captain back any longer.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A humble man who had much about which to be humble. All right, 5, 6, 7, I'm not sure how many years ago it was, Fat. We had an issue with sandpaper in South Africa and Australian cricket went to shit.
It did.
And then we turned to two blokes to fix it.
Who?
One of them was Justin Langer, the coach,
yep.
And the other one was Tim Payne, the captain. And the job they did over the next 4 or 5 years to restore our country's pride in our national team and turn cricket around in Australia was absolutely superb. And he joins us now, Tim Payne, in the studio with you in Hobart. Payne, welcome to you.
Afternoon, JB, Bill. Thanks for having me.
No, great to have you. That's a great intro by Jim. That was hard times, wasn't it? That were bloody tough times back then, mate.
No, they weren't great, that's for sure. I was talking to someone about it this morning, actually. So, you know, that was a period of my life when we got to South Africa, which was, you know, the highest quality cricket. We had a great team. We were having a really good time. And then it's fair to say the shit hit the fan pretty quickly.
But Payne, I'm not underselling the job the two of you did because the fallout from that was ridiculous. We all know that. But then it was shoulder to the wheel and absolutely work your butts off to get, as I say, the pride back reinstored in our national team. But also, you know, the on-field turned around. We were the number one, I think, in all three formats, you know, pretty quickly. So it was a great job you did and we should never forget that. Hey, congratulations. You've just retired from all forms of cricket, I think. Nearly
all forms. Yeah, still playing a bit of club cricket. So I've got grand final tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to, and then who knows what the future holds.
So you play for uni, is that right? Here,
yep, University of Tasmania. So I've been there since I was 11 or 12. So
the only time you've been to uni.
Yeah, well, I'm not alone in my grade team too, don't worry.
And tell us about, so it's a Friday, it's a three-day little game here, Jimmy boy. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tonight you've got to go down and they have a, what, dinner, do they?
Yeah, we've got the pasta night tonight. Yeah. So that was something we did years ago. We used to have a coach, Enrico Divenuto, who was Michael's dad, and yeah, he was obviously Italian. We used to have a big pasta night. In recent years, I've got a bit lazy and just gone for the barbecue.
Yep.
So tonight for the grand final, the pasta night's back in fashion, which is great.
So where do you bat for the university team?
Well, traditionally, I've batted up the order, Bill, but we've got a talented young side and we're trying to give them as much exposure. And
so where do you bat, Tim?
I'll be sliding in at 7 tomorrow. Well, it's a traditional wicketkeeper spot, isn't it, number 7?
You've got to be joking. You're in the bloody Qantas Club. What's the story?
A1. Well, I said, mate, we've got three or four really good players. We've got Jake Doran, who plays for Tassie. Yeah. We've got Tim Ward, plays for Tassie. A few others that are on contract and a few rookies. So give them a go and I'll just get on the end of it late in the day or even on Saturday with a bit of luck.
So you played with Tassie this year in the Sheffield Shield. Poor year, actually, by Tassie.
It was. It was a poor finish. Really well. We were in the mix right up until Christmas and the Big Bash. And then, unfortunately, after the Big Bash, we didn't quite get it back together, which was disappointing. So sad way to finish, but sometimes that's the way it goes.
But your keeping was good. They tell me you took a magnificent catch, I think, the second last game. So you're still gloving them all right.
Yeah, I was still moving really well, actually, which was surprising for someone who wasn't training a hell of a lot. So, I've always been a huge trainer. I've loved training.
Yep.
And I was saying to a few people last week that I couldn't think of anything worse about a month ago than going to training, and that's when I knew it was probably time to give it up or have a rest. So. Still moving well, still enjoyed it, but training was becoming a real battle.
When they Jim, Peter Siddle might be coming back to Victoria. That's the rumours.
I think he's a done deal. That's what I've heard.
Right.
I haven't seen the big fella. I think he's back in Melbourne at the moment. But, he's been awesome for Tasmanian cricket to have down. But I think he was going through a really difficult time in his personal life when he came down. So for him to have the opportunity to go home and get back around his friends and family is too good an opportunity. I think they might have even signed him for 2 years. So he'll be there for a while and turning 40 and still playing first-class cricket, which would be a huge achievement.
That is ridiculous. Tell me about the head of cricket down there, the man who's taken over running the game in Tasmania. Just as things fell away at the back end of the year, how did R. Ponting cope with the success not coming his state's way?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him about the Tigers. I don't think he was all that thrilled with the Hurricanes, though, the big fella. Mm. But I think there was a few things going on there that they'll need to tidy up. It'll be interesting to see what he does. I'm hearing a lot of rumours of who might be moving, and Big Rick might be swinging the axe, which will be interesting to see. But I'm sure he'll get it together. I know he's got a pretty clear plan of what he wants them to look like, and it'll be interesting and exciting for Hurricanes fans once he gets his teeth into them next year.
Now, the book has been released. I think it's in shelves as we speak.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's been on sale for a while now. Actually, I haven't paid too much attention to it, though, to be honest. But
are you selling? It must be selling then.
I don't know, Bill. Have you bought it?
Obviously, you would. I can't read, so you didn't bring a copy in.
I could have actually.
The price paid.
I thought Blair would have bought you one for your birthday or something.
Blair's too tight to buy, and you know that. The price paid, the story of life, cricket, and lessons learnt.
Yeah, there was a few of those along the way, it's fair to say.
Exactly. Hey, good looking man, Jim, as I sit here. Very attractive young man. Very happy with his body, with his rig. We all know that. Just struts out there. He's got the cap on. They're not overweight at all, but the only thing that I think worries him about his body, Jim.
Yes.
Is a tuft of hair at the top of his ass crack. Is that right, Timmy?
I don't know where you've got that from, Bill.
Is that true?
Well, you can't have it all, can you?
Give me a look. Show me. Yeah,
Bill, I'm not sure we need that. Let's take a little break. More to discuss with this star of Australian cricket, Tim Payne.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's vicroads.gov. The gov.
Tim Payne in the studio with you, Bill.
Speaking of Yadav, the Indian superstar cricketer, you said he's very, very good.
He is.
How can you make 3 golden ducks? How do you do that?
I didn't see last night's, but if you saw the first two,
those
balls are getting a lot of players out. When Mitchell Stark's bowling 150 and he's actually getting the ball to swing down the line to a right-hander, you can get one of them early. You can miss them.
Agar got him last night.
Yeah,
clean
I haven't
bowl.
Seen that one. Probably the same thing. Maybe a little slower in swinger.
Hey, Fat, You know when you talk to people who are good enough to have played for their country and you say to them, geez, I want to hear a bit about this. Where did you debut? Where was your first game?
Me?
Paney.
Oh.
First where, test?
He played 35 tests, 35 one-dayers. So yeah. I'm going to start with the one-day because I think your first debut for Australia as a one-day player.
I did. My first game.
Who was that against, please?
Against Scotland.
Scotland?
Yeah, at the Grange in Edinburgh.
No.
Yes.
Did you bat at seven?
I may have actually, Bill, yeah. I may have. All right. So I think you used to go on the England one-day tours and England would play Ireland and Australia would play Scotland for the warm-up game and then the next tour it would swap.
Oh.
So I played one over there. Yeah. My first one was at the Grange. I think I got 20 or 30 not out.
Well done.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, ready. So there's the one-day start. And then you got the great honour of getting the baggy green and representing your country in a test match. Who was that against and where? Yep.
The test match was against Pakistan, funnily enough, at Lords.
Oh. At Lords?
It was. So that was when no one was playing test cricket, obviously, in Pakistan at that stage. And the MCC sponsored the series. So it was the MCC test series.
How'd you go?
Funnily enough, well, I got 40-odd and I thought I'd done all right, but then it turned out to be the series where the Pakistanis were bowling all those no balls and getting paid for it.
Oh.
So I only got 40 and they weren't actually trying to get me out.
Who did you take over?
How many were there?
There was a few there. We played a few tests in England against Pakistan, one at Headingley as well. So there's obviously a huge population of Pakistanis over there, so they were really, really well supported. We weren't all that popular.
And sorry, Tim, it's something we've got to do for the sponsors. He's just looking at me like now, a Tassie team in the AFL. Are you pushing this? Are you behind this?
Yeah, I am. I'd love to see it, especially now I'm retired. And, you know, they have those Category B rookies.
Yes,
so
that's you.
I wonder if I'm too old. What's the cutoff
Where
there?
Did you play? Because your brother was a star at Clarence.
He was hopeless.
No, he was a star.
He was hopeless, Bill. Seriously, he was terrible.
China?
Yeah, he's about 2 foot tall and slow as a wet weed.
He was
couldn't run, couldn't kick and couldn't jump.
Yeah. So where did you play then?
Well, wherever it was required, to be honest. But I liked playing half forward and kicking a goal, but I was always in those rotations.
Right.
So when the other bloke came down for a rest, I'd just pretend I was doing my shoes up or pulling my socks up and turn my back. Now the whole quarter forward.
Are they going to get it? What's happening? What's the inside?
I'd like to think so. Obviously, we need a stadium first. Yes. That would be ideal, but I'm hearing positive things from people who might know.
It's a bit less, I hear.
Yeah, it's down on the docks there. So yeah. not bad positioning for your pavilion, actually, Bill.
Oh, speaking of that, we'll talk about that very shortly. But
Bill, there's no doubt the team's coming in. It's just a matter of when and whether they wait for the stadium or maybe get the team in prior to the stadium playing in the existing ones in Launceston and Hobart. So I think it's going to happen. Paney, you are a rusted on bomber.
I am.
So when the whatever you call them, come in to Tassie, what happens then?
The Devils.
I'll be unashamedly Tasmanian.
Will you?
Yep.
So you change.
I've always,
always wanted
an AFL team, a Tasmanian team. Yeah, I would. I actually would. Bloody and I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm
good boy.
I'm a Tasmanian born and bred, and if we were to get a team, or when we do get a team, I'll be signed up as one of the first members.
Good
bloody
on you.
Hell.
What are you going to do? Because you finish your cricket now and playing with the uni this weekend, it's all over.
Yep.
You get into the media or...?
I don't think so. I think, as I said, I'll probably look at a footy comeback.
If that doesn't work, I promise
that for a long time. Oh, it'll work. I'll be playing a bit of old scholars or something like that. So, and probably in a league where I don't have to fight, Bill, would be handy.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll try to keep myself in good shape because everyone's always like, geez, you train too hard for cricket. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I need to be able to get through a half a footy when I'm 38, 39. So we'll see where it takes me in the next 6 months.
I think you'll be behind the microphone next summer. I'd like to think that would be pretty comfortable.
What are you doing tonight, Tim Paine?
Got to go to grade cricket training first, Bill, do the right thing.
And then where?
And then I'll be heading down to the pavilion.
Oh, there you go, Jim.
I tell you what, Jim, if if anyone was thinking of going down there, you'd want to get there early with Bill and James Faulkner. Because if they get there before you, there'll be no food or drink left in the whole venue.
Nothing. So give it a plug, Fat, for our millions of Hobart listeners.
What? It's called the Pavilion. It's on Salamanca here, which is in Hobart, which is a lovely, it's a lovely strip, isn't it?
It's a beautiful little strip.
It really is.
Got some excellent real estate there too, Bill. I don't know what you're paying for it, but
well, Chubby's looking after that. He owns Customs House and the Brick. He is a man about town. And James Faulkner's involved and Blair, my brother's involved. We've both got brothers that were no good, haven't we?
Yeah. That's unfortunate, but you got to live with it.
Exactly right. So the Pavilion opening night tonight. Special guest? What? Jim? What?
You're the eye candy. People are going to come to see you. I suggest you get Payne there as quick as possible. Hey, Payne, well done, mate. Amazing career. You've got so much to be very proud of.
Yes.
Good luck in the grade final. Look forward to seeing you around the traps next summer.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Bill.
Good on you, Timmy.
Tim Payne on the Rush Hour. By the way, go out and buy his book, The Price Paid, A Story of Life, Cricket and Lessons Learned by Tim Payne. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim English has got, he's ill, Jim. Jim.
Ill Jim.
Sam Collins from the Gold Coast Suns and Josh Bruce from the Bulldogs to join us after five.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Welcome in, Hose.
Hello. I've got late breaking and entertainment news that I want to get to first. You know how.
Breaking news. With Billy Brown.
So there were some very disappointed Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper fans last week when Rod Stewart had strep throat and had to last minute pull out of his show at Mount Dunedin Estate. It's been rescheduled.
Oh, wow.
Friday, 31st of March, which is next Friday.
Hose.
Yes.
I reckon back in the cage breakfast days when you and I worked together what's got to be nearly 20 years ago.
Yes.
I remember, I don't know if you came, going to Rod Stewart.
Oh, no, I didn't go.
And he had a bad night. His voice was no good. And I left it thinking, he's nearly finished, Rod. Here he is 20 years later, still going.
At 75. He did a two-hour show at Rod Laver the other week. So if you have tickets, they'll automatically be valid for the new date, Friday, the 31st of March, next Friday. Excellent. Or you can buy tickets at Ticketmaster if you're keen to go.
Good. Nice. Tomorrow week, because there's some disappointed people down there in Geelong.
Yeah, last-minute decision, so that's always unfortunate.
So that's good. Good news.
Now, Jono Brown was in yesterday. We love Brownie. Hope to hear more of him on Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of comments, though, not about him, on the post of the photo of the three of you together. Patrick, MC 1973, absolutely brilliant show. Every morning, listen to it while I cycle to work. I live in Dublin. All I listen to is Triple M. I wouldn't be asked listening to crappy Irish stations. They depress you.
Wow. That's interesting.
Nice to hear from you, Patrick.
Dublin. Yes.
Patrick. Now, RegiD23 decided to comment on the hump day quiz yesterday. One of our contestants was Nigel, and he had some sort of an issue mid-question.
Who coaches the NRL's newest team, the Dolphins?
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
The Dolphins, they're 3-0.
Nigel's in slow mo.
No, yeah, what are you really doing, Nigel?
Nigel got shot by a tranquilizer. What happened to you, mate?
Nice.
So Reggie D said Nigel getting shot by the tranquilizer on the quiz is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Like Will Ferrell in Old School Rabs.
Yeah. Oh my god, I did. Is this bad? Is this bad?
You should pull that out. That shit is not cool. Water. Wait. Pull one out. The dart, man. You got a dart in your neck. You're crazy, man.
Oh, Will.
Brilliant show.
Now, if there's time, I'll do a bintervention, but we need to talk about Maccas because the good people at Maccas, they're preparing for the pregame this footy season. And if you tell us your pregame routine on the win page at triplem.com.au, you can win $5,000 tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That's Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
What day is it?
Yes.
It's tomorrow. Yep.
We put up a post on our Instagram.
$5,000.
Asking people for their routines. Now, Instagram's a little different to online. Right. Now, while tampering with yourself is a legitimate pastime, probably saying it won't get you the $5,000.
Okay. No. Don't reckon. Don't
what
reckon,
was that? What was that, Rose?
A lot of people do that pre-game, apparently.
It's part of their pre-game routine.
Mm. Wow.
That doesn't get you $5,000.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Bill's head.
Are you surprised?
No, what, at the ground or before? In the car? Or?
In the car? Hose. On the tram?
The mistake you made there, Hose, was leaving a gap at the end of the center. You just go straight on to the next going.
All right. E.T. Private has four darts and a can of Melbourne.
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 Four darts.
And a can of Melbourne.
Brilliant.
Jack goes to the Rising Sun for a pot and Palmer, $20, a couple of jugs, and he rubs the Buddha's belly.
Okay.
Is that a legitimate thing?
I'm hoping so.
The riser.
And I love good the luck. Riser. M. Soz says that they have a tiny teddies and a peanut butter sandwich every game since they've played in under nines.
Oh,
teddies.
That's sweet.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
We got a message the other day from somebody saying that they would like to see a 24-hour camera on Bill Brownless.
You're big on that, JB.
Following you around for 24 hours. I spoke
with
to Bill.
With a mic attached. Yes. You have to have a mic. Yeah.
So talking to him yesterday in the office, he said that his day started at the Como, where he's pulling weeds out of the pub garden.
Yes.
And he watered the plants at Cremorne. The Cremorne. He went to his favourite soap shop in Geelong to buy
some soap.
And then he
I
went
to Aunt Ivy and dropped the shirts off to get ironed.
Yes.
And then I had to do something else too. I had two coffees in between all that because I'm busy.
Yeah, and then yesterday Whitney bought herself a little chocolate treat before the show. And
she's still balling?
Yeah. You ate half of it and then you pretended to rub it on your butt. So it would be an interesting TV show, James.
Hose, he ate half of it and stole it out of her hand.
Oh, yeah.
She was taking it to bite it and he just ripped it out of her hand.
Oh, yes. It was like one of those monkeys at Monkey Island.
That's it. That's it.
And still whinging. What's she carrying on?
Anyway,
Bill.
So Dale Leslie has sent us a message on Facebook. It was at 10:45 this morning.
Ooh.
Hi, Rush Hour. Just sitting on a flight about to go to Hobart. Old Fat is sitting directly in front.
Oh, no. Oh,
really?
The bloke can't even read numbers. The air hostess had to come down and explain he was sitting in the wrong row.
Oh, my God.
They let the big fella stay as the people whose seat he's supposed to be in have decided to swap.
No,
Jim,
no.
9B.
How hard is it?
9B or 10B, it's the same seat.
No, it isn't the same seat. It's a totally
what about
different
the,
seat.
Did I tell you what happened with the plane, by the way? They were going to Hobart, and then the captain, I knew there was something going on because we were slow to take off, Jim. He goes, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem here. Guess what happened? All the Launceston luggage was on the Hobart plane, and all the Hobart luggage was on the Launceston plane, Jim. They're all the same family, feeding. You think they could have worked it out. So we had to wait an hour while they got rid of it all and put it on the other plane.
Mm. People come up to me all the time and go, James, you wouldn't believe what happened when I saw Fat on the weekend.
Mm.
And I look at them with a straight face and they go, I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, 20 years, that stuff happens to him all day, every day. He lives a life that no one else is familiar with.
Correct. So 24-hour bins TV. What do you reckon, Rebs?
100%.
All right. 100%. Thank you, everybody.
It would be hilarious.
So the wrong seat, and then you flew to Perth and didn't know you had a TV.
That's it. That's it.
What are you doing now? Doing? He's got a tissue on his face.
Oh, I'm not an animal.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wowee.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes. Hey, Jimmy boy, I know big game tonight, Geelong Carlton, come on the Cats, but tomorrow night intrigues me. Intrigues me because the Lions take on Melbourne at the Gabba, and then just across the river, I think it is, the Broncos take on the Dolphins, Jim. That has already been sold out. 52,500 people are already in there because the Dolphins are 3-0. I think the Broncos are 3-0, so that is already sold out. But I think they've sold 32,000 at the Gabba, but also the ratings. They'll be huge to see what they're watching and all that. So looking forward to tomorrow night.
Well, I know it's on the main channel in Brisbane, the game tomorrow night, which is interesting. So it is head-to-head with the Rugby League across on the other channel. So that will be a direct comparison. You don't have to find it on a sub-channel or any of that. It's on the main 7 channel, and the rugby's obviously on the main 9 channel. So, of course, it'll also be shown back into Melbourne, Adelaide, Hobart, Perth, where I'm not sure the rugby league will have as big an audience, Fat.
No, they won't. But
rugby league.
That will be huge in Brisbane. Don't worry about that. The Dolphins and the Broncos. And the AFL's going to be good, mate. What about that? Geelong, Carlton, then Brisbane, Melbourne, Collingwood, Port Adelaide. That'll be interesting. How many will they get there?
Yeah, at the Saturday. G. Well, I get 45, I reckon, because Collingwood always provide.
They do. So,
and that is going to be a massive game. Interesting to see whether Port Adelaide can bring what they brought round one to round two. We got to go, Rabbits?
Yes, we do. We've got a massive second hour coming up, JB.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Sam Collins from the Gold Coast Suns, who we love, and Jossie Bruce, part of the Triple M footy family, and, of course, playing some good footy for the Bulldogs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What sort of garbage is this?
That's Radio Craft. Bill. A1.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Your big second hour. Soon we speak to Sam Collins. Love him. Mm-hmm. Big, strong, dependable defender for the Gold Coast Suns. Then we speak to our man Josh Bruce, of course, great mate of the shows and also Triple M Footy's own. At the end, we get a disappointing joke, and then we rip into the big game here tonight between Geelong and Carlton. So, nice hour coming up, Fat.
Plenty happening, Jimmy Boy, and of course, round two of AFL footy. It starts tonight at the G.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy are getting out the crystal ball.
I can predict things. Predict things, Jim.
Yes.
Thanks to KO Sports. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO.
So last week I think I ended up with 5 and the draw, and you ended up with 2. So it wasn't 3. Your best.
No,
so
it wasn't.
Let's go with this round. Starting tonight, of course, Carlton Geelong here at the mighty Triple MCG.
Oh, good game, Jimmy Boy. 2 big forwards on either side. We love this. That's what it's all about. I'm going to go with the Cats. I think their midfield have got to improve. They were poor last week. So look for the midfield to kickstart it and the Cats to win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Cats, they'll both bounce back because I didn't think Carlton were great last week either, but I expect the Cats to bounce back hard. All right, Lions, Melbourne, Gabba, Friday Night Football.
Speaking of bouncing back, what about Brisbane? They've got to bounce back, Jimmy Boy. They take on Melbourne. We all know how hungry Melbourne are. It's at the Gabba. So I'm going to stick my neck out and pick Brisbane at the Gabba.
All right, I'm staying with Melbourne, who I believe to be with Sydney, the two best teams in the comp, and 4 big ins for them, of course. All right, Collingwood, Port Adelaide, the game we're going to do here at the MCG Saturday.
And you can watch this one on KO, Rabsy.
Exclusive to KO, one of 3 exclusive games on KO for Saturday.
What about this? Collingwood, Port Adelaide. Collingwood great last week. Port Adelaide great last week. They'll travel across the border to watch this game. The Collingwood supporters will be there. It'll be a beauty. Collingwood for me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a Collingwood backer there. Adelaide, Richmond in Adelaide.
Interesting game. Crows disappointing last week. They get back to the Adelaide Oval. And Richmond, they were a bit disappointing also. You can watch this one exclusively on KO. So this will be a good game. I'm going to go, Jimmy Boy, with the Crows at home.
Ooh, righto. Richmond for me, they play this ground well, and I expect them to improve. Freo, North Melbourne in Perth.
Yes, another one you can watch on KO. Good friends at KO. Make sure you watch it on KO at Optus Stadium. Now, North, okay last week, my friend, but I'm going to go Freo. They've just got to kick some goals. I don't know where they're going to get them from, Jimmy Boy. They've got to find some goals. Freo at home to win this one.
I agree with you. They've got to bounce back. Close to the most disappointing performance of round one. Freo at home, very hard to beat. Dogs, St Kilda, Fat.
Yes, Doggies, they've got to bounce back. Saints were good. I like the way Roscoe got them going last week. But the Doggies at Marvel and their big forwards will come good this week.
I'm with you. Sydney, Hawthorn.
Yeah, another one on KO. Wow, wee! You got to have KO, let me tell you. This one at the SCG, Sydney. Sydney, how far Sydney at the SCG? KO Sydney.
Could not be going any better, Sydney. Essendon Suns.
This is a good game. The Bombers were great. Well done, Braddy Scott there. He got them up and about, and there were some great stories.
Ever called him Braddy, by the way.
Braddy loves Braddy. Suns have got to respond, but I'm going with the Bombers at Marvel.
Me too. And Eagles, Giants to round us off.
I reckon Giants are good value here. I think they win it. Not sure what's happened to the Eagles. They've just dropped right off, Jimmy Boy. The Giants to win this one over there in Perth.
I'm actually going for an upset. I think Adam Simpson, they would have given them a nice short back and sides after the rubbish they served up last week. They're at home. They play much better at home. I expect a bounce back from the West Coast Eagles. So there you go. Jim's got 9.
Will JB and Billy's predictions come true? Find out with KO Sports. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO.
By the way, I should say the AFL is back, and if you love your footy, there is no better place to watch than KO. KO is the only place where you can get the entire Toyota Premiership AFL season. That is 207 games, I should say.
Wow.
You will not miss a single thing, and the best thing is it is ad-free in play. And a man who will feature in one of those games on KO this weekend is Sam Collins from the Gold Coast Suns, and he joins us next on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not your best, but it's also not your worst.
No.
Now, thanks to KO Sports and only on the Listener app, it's a Rush Hour footy exclusive. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brandless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we're joined by the Gold Coast Suns' Sam Collins.
Unlike some defenders who don't man up on anyone, our next guest loves a good one-on-one stoush.
Lynch on a good strong lead for the Tigers, Collins. Beautiful closing speed from the Suns defender.
He never travels far from the defensive 50, but off-field, he's been to even hotter places, like Morocco and the Sahara. Please welcome Sam Collins.
Now, Fat. I tell you how tough this bloke is.
How tough?
Buddy gives him a clip.
Yes, I saw
he's
that.
He's got the Bandido Mustaka.
I see that.
And he just bounces straight up and turns to the great man and says, is that as good as you got? Is that what happened, Sammy?
It was something along those lines, but you're not too far off. Just lucky the moustache didn't come off, I think.
I loved it, mate. And I love the way you go about it, by the way. Old-fashioned, tough, hard, big defender. It's bloody good to watch you play footy. What about the Gold Coast Suns, mate? We were starting to see things move in the right direction last year. Very tough opponent on the weekend. Sydney, a bloody good side. How are you seeing things sitting?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a bit disappointed about last week, that's for sure. But, you know, we're one round into a really long season, so we're confident that we've got the right recipe here, and we just need to get back on the horse and focus on our intensity and work rate. And I think that'll give us a good start this week against the Bombers.
Yeah, exactly right. It's all about the response against the Bombers, who are quite good also. But now tell us about yourself, because we love these stories. You undrafted in your 18th, when your last year in 18. And then... you played.
What did any of that mean, Rabbits?
He didn't get picked up in the draft, Jim. And then, of course, he played a bit of footy at Box Hill and then was very, very good at Werribee. Was that where they started to take notice of you there, Sammy?
Yeah, so I actually got drafted when I was 21 from Box Hill to Freo for a couple of years.
And yeah, then, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, delisted after 2 years there. Had my year at Werribee with Johnny Lamont and then, lucky enough to be picked up from the Sun, so... at the time, Dewey and Dean Solomon ventured out to Frankston to watch me and Josh Corbett play, and lucky enough, we both end up on the list up here.
I don't think Sammy, you could have got that more wrong, Bill.
Bill is in Hobart and hasn't been able to find the studio. He's basically been wandering the streets of Hobart. There's only three streets in Hobart, so he hasn't been able to do any research, as you would have gathered from that question.
No, you were best and fairest at Werribee, Jim, and was named in the team of the year, I think, and even come third in the JJ Liston, their Brownlow medal. Then, of course, comes the goal. And you haven't missed a game, I reckon, what, 2 or 3 years maybe, Colo?
Yeah, had a really good run of it the last couple of years. Missed a few early on at my first couple of years up here, but, yeah, had a pretty good run of it recently. And just really loving it up here and what I can bring to the team. So hopefully I don't miss too many more.
And tell us about the big Bandido. I love it because I'm a man that would be unable to grow anything that remotely resembled that collo, but you stuck with it. It looked like it might have been a one-year job, and now you've stayed with it.
Yeah, just kind of thought I'd see how it went. Personally, can't grow too much facial hair, so it actually took me 3 months to get something that you could see, and then after such commitment, I thought to get rid of it so soon would be a disservice, so I've stuck with it, and will for the near future.
And the fringe, what about that?
Yeah, that's a home job. That's a spirit level straight across the front. Georgia doesn't like it. I love it. She's trying to get rid of both the fringe and the moustache for our wedding at the end of the year, but I'll probably hang tough on that.
Geez, you've done well there because you do look like a bikey and you look rough and ready. And then Georgie looks beautiful. So how does all that work? What happened there?
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. So I met her. She's actually a paramedic, and she was working in Grafton a fair few years ago now. And
just kind of hit it off, and yeah, you know, got a great laugh together, and she's great for me. Calms me down a bit.
Now, tell me this. As a man, Colo, who's about to get married myself at the end of the year, my much better half, if she wants me to look a certain way, I guarantee you that's how I'm going to look on the day. I think the closer you get, that moustache and fringe, you're in real trouble.
Yeah, I think so. It actually went to a poll on our invitations out, so it's unfortunately out of my control, so hopefully that that our friends and family vote for it to stay, but otherwise, yeah, it'll have to get the flick.
Did I see that you went to the Sahara Desert in the off-season and ended up in Morocco? Is that true?
Yeah, we went on a 2-week trip to Morocco, Georgia and I, and just, beautiful part of the world. And, yeah, we spent a couple of days in the Sahara, which was absolutely magical. It was actually raining when we got there, so something you don't see all too often. But absolutely great trip, great culture, really nice people, and would highly recommend it to everyone. A bit off the beaten track.
I was going to say, I would love to go there. Morocco, I've heard only brilliant things about.
Yeah, absolutely. The food's awesome. The people are lovely. If you get yourself out of the capital cities, then it just shows a really completely different side to the culture that you probably don't see, and it's got some really beautiful and amazing places that not too many venture to.
What do you do in the Sahara? Do you get on a camel and just walk into the desert?
Have a listen to Bill.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. And the camel's awesome for the first 5 minutes. But
And then what happens? We might pinch a tent here, so we'll stay here the night, and then we'll get on the camel again and go further. I just don't see. It's not like the beach.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, you can do a bit of you can do some sandboarding and things like that. But we pretty much just got in there and then that was about it, really.
Bill, I don't suggest you go there because your ability to control a camel is the stuff of legend. It got away from you at Moonee Valley that day. You ended up in bloody Essendon. So I don't think you should go anywhere near it. Now, I heard a whisper, Colo, that our man, great friend of this show, Took Miller, is under a cloud for this weekend? Is there any truth in this?
No truth. No truth at all. He trained really well today, and an important part for our team. So we're really looking forward to seeing him this weekend against the Bombers. So no truth to the rumour.
Good. I like that.
Good. We need that for the Supercoach, Rabsy. Also, Charlie Constable, one of my great mates. How's he going? I see he had a good game last week.
Yeah, he's been going really well. He's kind of swung himself to the half-back line this year, which is something that we're all benefiting from. And, really great contributor down there. And if we can just get the ball in his hands and give him a bit more time and space, I think he's going to be a really valuable asset to us. But just can't underestimate how he's just grabbed his opportunity with both hands, and he's happy to do the work for the team.
So, Bill, can you just roll us through how Sam Collins got to be an AFL footballer? Just have a go at that for us, maybe.
Well, Don Vale, he's from out there, and he's in a biker gang out there, Jim. And then got picked up by Fremantle, you idiot. Star at Werribee. Has played 82 games. Haven't kicked a goal yet, Colo. What's going on there?
I spoke to Gill a couple of years ago about that, and he brought in the stand rule to try and entice a 50s for me off an intercept, but yet to happen. So I'm not too sure who we've got this weekend, but if they could call one, I'd be very grateful.
Hey, by the way, if you want to be a member of this amazing club in Victoria, just $59, rabbitsgoldcoastfc.com.au/membership. Sign up now. They are growing. Colo, well done, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. As I say, old-fashioned, tough defender.
Love it.
Absolutely love it. Keep going the way you're going, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Sam Collins from the Gold Coast Suns on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
This has been a Rush Hour footy exclusive. Thanks to KO Sports. Get the game you want when you want this footy season on KO. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hello to you, Pat.
Hello. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. And right now we're joined by one of the stars for the Bulldogs, Jossie Bruce.
Bruce leaves the pocket. And he's got a couple to beat. He might just go. Jossie Bruce. And the big boy's going to line up for a double-figure arrangement.
Josh Bruce from 30 out directly in front. Trots in. Oh, he's kicked it. It's a double-figure operation. Josh Bruce has kicked 10.
Not only only unbelievable on field, Bill, but now also doing a magnificent job for Triple M football on a Sunday called the game between the Saints and Freo. Going to get to that in just a moment. But Brucey, as always, welcome to you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Now, what happened on the weekend, please? I'll get to the magnificent calling you did for us on Sunday, but let's just wind it back a day. Yeah. Melbourne fixed you up again.
Yeah, they did. They did. It was a bit of Murphy's Law. It seemed like everything sort of could have gone wrong, did go wrong. We didn't really, didn't hit many targets, didn't catch many footies. It was just, it was a bad night for the boys and certainly looking to bounce back pretty quickly.
What happened, Brucey, with that big forward line? We read about it. We heard about it. The big boys down there just didn't work. One of those days?
One of those days, mate. You know what it's like as a forward line. Yes. And especially in terms of, you know, the way the ball was coming in. We just kept bombing it in on their heads, thinking that they were going to be able to outmark two and three. And we certainly looked to rectify a bit of our ball use for sure and give them a better chance this week.
What about your own role? Bill, I'm not sure he's actually qualified to say this sentence, Brucey, but Bill always says it's much easier to play in the forward line than the back line. You have spent your whole career forward of the ball, snuck back, six marks, 14 disposals, played a very nice game of football. How did you find that?
Yeah, no, it's been very refreshing, actually, Jim. It's been really enjoyable. I've, you know, as you said, I've played nearly 10, 12 years up forward with blokes hanging off me and going up against two and three and getting belted from pillar to post. And it's I'm enjoying the change-up, actually. It's been really good mentally and been really good for my body as well. So it was a good start to the season. And, you know, obviously the ball was coming in thick and fast at times. And look forward to seeing how we go this week against the Saints.
No, Jim, what I've always said is it's a lot easier to play in the back line because...
Well, that's what I said.
No, you said it the other way. Because the forward line, as Brucey knows, you've got blokes hanging off you, grabbing you, chopping your arms, doing all that. So if you're like Brucey can mark, it's just nice. You sit back there and you play another 5 or 6 years. Joshua.
Well, that's the plan, Bill. That's the plan, mate. Hold on for dear life. And, I mean, it's one of those ones. You see Naughty on the weekend, he's fighting tooth and nail to get a kick, and it's certainly a little bit easier on the old rig. So,
and what about a couple of injuries there, Liam Jones? It looked like a terrible injury actually, but hopefully he's come good. And even Treloar was a bit sore there too.
Yeah, Jones, he got thrown out of the way by a big Grundy straight into me as I was about to launch to the footy, and I felt his head sort of compress against my chest, so that was a bit of a worry, but. He was at training yesterday and did well, and not sure about ads. I think he'll be okay, but haven't heard much about that. We've had a couple of days off this week, so it's been trying to recharge the batteries.
Mm. Tell us about Sam Darcy. Everyone's so excited about this young talent. Where do you think his best place on the field is to play?
I actually think that long-term he'll be a ruckman.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think he'll be a really, really, really good ruckman when he fills out. He's just a freak of nature. He'll be like Dean Cox 2.0, I think.
Wow.
But a little bit taller. That's what I think long-term. But I think for now, I don't mind the third tall and pinch hitting in the ruck role for him personally. Because I've played on him throughout the summer. And let me tell you, when he gets around a jump, there's nothing anyone in the comp can do about it. His reach is insane. So.
A couple others that I'm want to know about, please, though, Brucey. Tom Liberatore, have you met a more different cat? And also Eddie Richards, I thought he was good on the weekend.
Yeah, Tom's one of my closest mates in footy. Yes. Not surprisingly. he's a different cat. We've got a very similar sense of humour. We're both a little bit weird, but we've sort of got drafted in the same year and admired each other's work on and off the field from afar, and we've managed to become close teammates, which is great. And Ed had a bit of a breakout season last year, and I think you'll find he'll go close to making the All-Australian team this year if injuries at bay. So I've got big raps on Ed, very big raps.
And tell us about Bevo. Did he cut up rough or was he pretty measured? What was the premiership coach like after the game?
A little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both. None of us really saw it coming, especially Bevo. So there were a few choice words in there post-game, but this week's been really positive. And obviously, it's only round one, so there's no point throwing out the baby out of the bathwater. And I think you'll find a very different outfit running out there this weekend.
All right. Now,
speaking of which, Bill.
Yeah.
Up against the Saints.
Yes.
And our man was part of the commentary team for Triple M Ooh. Having a look at the Saints v Freo on Sunday.
How did he go? I didn't hear this. How did he go?
Darcy there had Swakowski, however you say it. Swakowski.
Swakowski, I still can't say it. Oh, God. Lucky I'm not playing on him this week. That's hilarious. That was enjoyable. You know, the consummate professional. I was just getting in there on my day off and just studying the team that I'm playing next week. You know, just get my work done. It was good. No, it was enjoyable. I'm enjoying the opportunity.
Well, I like it, Brucey.
Switzkowski.
Oh, no.
That's how you say it, Brucey. Hey, now, Jim, well, I know we're going to a break, but we're not going to talk Canberra because we always talk about Canberra. So
no,
Canberra talk, okay?
All right. Yeah. It's a bit like every time, Brucey, we get Tim Membry on. Yeah. Bill asks him where he got the nickname the Skunk. I mean every single time he comes on. So we're not talking Canberra next with Josh Bruce.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm prone to having the odd day off.
Ahead of the Dogs game against the Saints this weekend, we are joined by Josh Bruce.
Yes, indeed we are on Triple M here, even 107.3 Hobart Triple M. And now, Eastlake Football Club.
Oh.
Where the f*** is Eastlake, Brucey?
Eastlake is the Mighty Demons, and they're based just around Monica Oval there, mate. That's their home ground. They're in Monica. In
Canberra?
In Canberra.
No.
My brother's still kicking around for him, actually. He's, you know, nearly 35 and 40 kilos overweight. But he's
good on him.
Around. He kicked six on the weekend, actually. He called me and bloated. So.
Good on him.
What about in the pre-show meeting, Rabs? Yeah. Bill says, now, when we get Brucey on, we're not talking about Canberra. Every time we do. Brucey, which roundabout do you have to leave to get to Eastlake?
Churchill Avenue, I think.
Yeah. So you go near the War Museum. Which way do you go from there?
You just walk across from Monica Oval and you're pretty much there. So if you want a cold pot, head into the East Lakes and have a slap and a pot, you'll be up.
Hey, so what did you do in the off-season? You got the two little ones, Poppy and August. Did you go surfing somewhere exotic? Wow. Or what did you do with yourself?
Yeah, we went to Bali for a little surf trip, just me and the missus, which was good. My wife did, so that was enjoyable. Left the kids at home.
Was that off a boat north, or where did you just?
No, it was off Uluwatu, so off the cliff there, pretty much right on the cliff, which is beautiful. We had our own little staircase down to the waves, so that was enjoyable. Other than that, didn't get up to too much. Bill and Jim just hung out, and you know what it's like with kids. You can't really do too much. I've been doing a bit of chippying on the side of footy as well, so.
Oh, beautiful. How does the club go with your surfing? Because I know your mate Owen Wright, we saw just had to retire, and what a superstar he was, of course. But he quoted concussion as one of the main reasons why he had to end his glorious professional career. So the doggy, I know Bevo's a surfer. Do doggies have any issue with your surfing?
No, they don't. I think it's more of a, the common sense prevails. Like, I'm not going over to Hawaii and trying to surf 8 to 12 foot pipeline, and getting, surfing those kind of waves. But, there are some sort of waves with reefs and whatnot. You just got to be a little bit careful, and accidents do happen. But I've been lucky so far. And, what a career Owen's had, hasn't he? And, copped that huge brain trauma and brain injury and pretty much had to learn how to walk again after that. So it's a pretty incredible comeback. And I think he's actually surfing in the Bells Comp as a wild card. So I'll go down and watch him one last time. And
How did you get to know him? How did you and he cross paths?
So, it's a bit of a long story, but my wife's friends with another girl up near Byron Bay who used to be on the qualifying series. And she's friends with Conor O'Leary's wife, and then me and Kyle became friends, and then Kobe Stevens, my ex-teammate with the Head Knocks, he's doing a documentary, some sort of documentary about around concussion, and Owen's in it, so it's all sort of 6 degrees of separation, but essentially beers, and we all hung out and hit it off. So
it was about 20 degrees there of separation. Oh, no. But my wife's mate knew him. He lived down the end of the street. Anyway, we ran into him. We love Penelope, of course, and the two kids, now Poppy and August. Where did you get that from?
There's two places it came from. One's a book called Boy Swallows Universe.
Right.
I suggest you read that. It's a great book.
Bill has never read a book, Bruce.
And there's a movie called Wonder with Julie Roberts and the kid who had the space helmet on. He had like a anyway, his name's always
He just give up on it.
Hey, Brucey, good on you, mate. Yep. Obviously in defence for the Doggies, but also behind the microphone for us. Yep. And good luck on the weekend against the Saints. Thanks for joining.
Good on you. Thanks, fellas.
Joshie Bruce from the Bulldogs on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Fat.
Yep.
Brag artist, always on a Friday, and I'm
always
opening the batting.
Good.
We'll give away 5K for Maccas, which is $5,000.
Beautiful.
Don't just over that, Fat. $5,000 courtesy of McDonald's.
Thank you, Maccas.
Give that away tomorrow. Bernie Vince is going to join us
because
we've got a very special event coming up early next week in Adelaide. Mm. And I'm going to give you a little hint. It's to do with the LIV golf tournament that's coming up over there.
Greg Norman.
Yes. No, and it's not him.
He's going to bring his one wood.
It's not the shark, but it's to do with that tournament. So that's why we're speaking to Bern tomorrow. But now, people say to me all the time, do you and Bill get on? And I go, not really.
No.
And what I love is the back end of the week, Rabs, when I can come here to the MCG and I don't have to be in the same room as him. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have anything to do with him. And this is even better because you're in Hobart, so you're even further away while I hear your rubbish joke.
Yes.
The day
for a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Just yes to all that.
I got to turn myself on here. There we are.
He's filming himself.
You know what people say to me, Jim? Has Jim got any sense of fun at all?
With you.
You don't laugh at anything, Jim.
No, you last me night, down. I mean, it's 14 years I've had to put up with your shit, and I've had enough of it. So I'm not bloody laughing anymore.
And I don't reckon you'll laugh today. But anyway, here we go. You ready, Bill?
All right, let's go.
My wife said to me last night that I'm getting fat.
Really?
But in my defence, Jimmy boy, I've had a lot on my plate.
Yep.
I've had a lot.
See, how can I be accused, Rabs, of not having a sense of humour when I don't laugh at that?
It's a good one, Bill.
Yesterday's was good. Today's, I'm sorry.
See, actually, you're getting like him.
No,
Raps.
Bill, that's unacceptable.
Unacceptable would be the word. Well done, Fat.
You see the boys at the back of the room, they're all doing the woolly. They also thought it was rubbish.
They loved it.
That's woolly a Tassie joke.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.